Good evening. My name is Chris, calling from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say that again.
Yes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio? Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
56.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote. Excuse me?
Yes, I'm eligible to vote.
Oh, yes, but we want to know your level of motivation in a scale of 0
motivated.
To 10.
I'm very motivated. Very motivated.
On a scale from 0 to 10.
Extremely motivated. 10.
Thank you. Now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
For me, it's more important.
And would you say it's somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yeah, a Democrat, diehard.
Was it strong or not very strong?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm okay with it. Nobody's perfect.
And would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied in the direction the country is headed.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Yeah. Say it again, man.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't think they're getting no worse.
And so would you say it's getting better or staying about the same?
I say it's getting better.
Getting better. Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it reducing crime, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or combating division and racism?
All of them.
And if you can select up to two of the most important?
All of them are important to me. I don't know how to pick two.
Yeah, for the purpose of the question, we need two. the most important that you think your member of Congress should be focused on?
Healthcare and Social Security.
Social Security. Let me check. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one on the list, we have Joe Biden.
I'm very warm. That's one, right?
On a scale from 0 to 100.
100, I love him.
So 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50, that you do not feel particularly.
One, I feel very favorable.
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Yeah, 100, yeah.
100, okay, thank you. Then we have Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
Jill Scott?
Tim. T-I-M.
Tim Scott. Oh, Tim. I don't know who he is.
Never heard of him?
I haven't. I don't know who Tim Scott is.
Okay. That's fine. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
He's one of the Republicans in Congress, as you said?
Republicans in Congress. How do you feel towards him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Not so favorable. 1, 0, whatever.
And between 1 and 0, what do we record?
I don't favor them at all, so... you said 0 means 1 where it don't bother me, but it bothers me, so that's 1 for me.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
I'm favorable. That's 100.
Thank you. Then
I'm not favorable with all of them, so I'm going to say favorable.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 very warm and favorable, what grade do you give? Thank you. Then we have Jill Stein.
Oh, yeah. I know Jill Stein.
And how would you rate that on a scale from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I'll be running across them. Not so favorable. But that is 1. I mean,
Okay, thank you. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Favorable. 100.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
One.
Thank you very much. Now, we still know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay.
Don't worry. We know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Joe Biden. I'm going to go with Joe Biden.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden?
Pretty good.
And he said,
"Y'all have a good one."
And what have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And would you say what you've seen, read, or heard is a lot, some or only a little?
Some.
Thank you. And what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration, if you can, in a few words?
Everything they're doing is a change in the right direction somewhat, and I'm okay with that.
Somewhat, and okay with that. Thank you very much. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I really don't favor Donald Trump at all. I just don't. There's nothing about Donald Trump that I agree with on any level. He's not favorable. I'm not favorable towards him at all, on no level about anything. So
I understand.
That's my answer.
Have you recently seen, read, or heard anything about what he's doing? And how much?
Yeah, I have.
Is it
I
a
have.
Lot? A lot, some, only a little?
A lot. I pay attention.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
His rhetoric, just the stuff that he does, the games that he plays, none of that, less favorable.
And would you say much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you. Now tell me, what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump? In a few words, if you can, once again.
His way of doing business, his mouth, his antics, all of that is and also his term of being president, more than anything, said a lot.
Can you repeat the last one, please?
His term being the president was awful for America. Not only just for me, but for America as a whole, he's awful. That's my
opinion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And now I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. We have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Then we have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education. Yes, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs.
The lack of opportunities for that.
Thank you. We still have a few more. We have Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, and cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Are you comfortable with your choices? You chose a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, and the lack of quality education opportunities as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, for each of the following issues.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Can I ask you one question? How do you feel about Roe versus Wade, what he did? What's your opinion? I just want to ask you yours.
Yes, unfortunately, we're not allowed to share our opinions just to make this survey unbiased.
And the survey is unbiased, but your personal opinion is after asking me mine, so it's the same difference. I just want to know. since you're asking me questions, I just want to know the lady that I'm talking to. Who is she? Who is the lady? It's a simple question. I don't know you. You don't know me. I just want to know.
Okay, I'll keep it simple. What I think is that the overturning is wrong. But that's okay. As much as I'm willing to share. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear. That's all I wanted to hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, before we continue also, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Almost. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I think Joe Biden would be better at dealing with it.
And would you say Biden would be much better at dealing with it or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have implemented common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Joe Biden.
And do you think he would be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have growing the economy and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. And finally, we have securing our borders.
I'm Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden. Let me say this. That's a tough question to answer because I feel like there's an influx and there should be something done about it, but I don't think that Donald Trump is the right person for that. He's pro-close the border. Okay, yeah, I get that, but he's not the right guy for the job. That's how I want to answer that question.
For right now, we just want to know who would be better at dealing with that
issue. Joe Biden.
And do you think he would be much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
It don't make me less favorable for him. I think I would have made a different choice. I think other people would have made a faster, more poignant choice. He didn't. So,
this question, we do have a scale if that helps you. We have the way President Biden's handled the Israel-Gaza war make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Everybody got their own attack.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with a 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was very fair. I think America saw what he did, and they witnessed it. And for him not to be found guilty would have been a slap in the face.
I understand. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I really don't agree with him being relatable to black Americans because he's going to jail. That's stupid.
And so Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree with that. That's stupid.
Thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I see it. That's not what I swallow. I watch the news and I don't always swallow that either, so.
But how often would you say you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Well, very often. I see it almost every day. I see it, you know.
And would you say is very often or often?
Often.
Often, thank you. Now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you say YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or X, Facebook, or other? You can choose up to two.
They're really not my news source. I think I get more bleeps from I got this app that I get, you know, local news and stuff like that from. That's about it.
So how should we record your answer?
Social media?
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will be finished. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, ma'am.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you. And thinking
sometimes
about
more.
The neighborhood, so how should, well, we have once or twice a month.
All right. That's good.
Thank you. Now, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, I have white neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And how much would you say they are? Are they nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half?
I'm going to say maybe, I think it's about even.
So about half?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban. Suburban, that's it.
Thank you. Now, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank
Not
you.
Really?
And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Do I identify as a member?
Yes.
Is that what you? No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for answering my question. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.